Well, what'd you have for dinner?
Oh, I had chicken for dinner. I had, as folks say, a gospel bird for dinner.
A what?
A gospel bird.
I never heard of that. Why is it called a gospel bird?
All day everybody near the Fixwell preacher, they want some chicken.
Well, how'd you fix it?
Mine was boiled.
Uh-huh.
I just boiled it and put some butter and black pepper and salt on it and eat it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I eat for my dinner.
And then was that just a little while before I came, or?
Yeah, a little before you came.
Uh-huh. And then what did you do after that?
What I'm doing now.
Sitting here enjoying life. Well, Miss, would you tell me a little about your family? How many children were in your family when you were growing up?
Well, my mama said it was 14. Said she had 16 in the house to go to the table three times a day. Said there's 14 children there. And her and my daddy made 16.
Good gracious. It's a big family.
Two of them were her grandchildren.
And if most of them stayed right around here in Turin, or are they?
They just about all did, man. Of her own individual children, just me and that man to stay in the bed that lived.
Uh-huh.
But all the rest is dead.
Well, did most of your brothers and sisters live here?
So did they?
Yeah.
They
uh-huh.
all lived here.
And what did they do for a living, most of them?
Farm. Worked on a farm.
What kind of farm work? What were they growing?
Cotton, corn, wheat. And then just vegetables, what you plant for a garden to eat.
Uh-huh. Do you still have a garden?
We have had one, but that white man come along got it.
What? What was that? What happened?
Quarrels.
Oh, that white man. Well, what did you raise?
Well, we had collards, beans, beets, turnip salad, tomatoes, okra, just regular straight out garden.
Mm-hmm. And when you have a garden like that, do you have to go out and work in it most every day, or?
No, you don't have to work it every day, because you can work enough to kill what you got planted.
Uh-huh.
Just work it as you see where it needs work.
Well, I've never had a garden. How do you go about keeping one up?
Just work it when it needs working.
You mean pull up weeds and stuff, or?
Yeah, pull it up, cut it up. Take a hoe and cut it up.
Mm-hmm.
If that's why you don't want to dig, you take your hand and pull it up.
Well, Miss, one other question I wanted to ask you. What do you think about these people going to the moon?
I don't believe they ever been there.
Well, nobody's landed there yet, but you know, they're telling us they've been flying around the moon. Do you believe that?
They didn't get that high. They didn't even go so high to them. They have to have some water. Because it'll freeze. And what you're in, you come back to the ground.
Well, what do you think they were doing up there?
Trying to tend to God's business, I ring.
So you don't think they ought to be trying to get there, then?
I don't think it's no harm in them trying to get there. But I don't think nobody ever just got the close enough just to go around the moon.
All that moon travel costs a lot of money.
It sure does.